Second John. The elder, to the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, not only I, but also everyone who knows the truth, because of the truth that remains in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, in truth and love. I was overjoyed to find out that some of your children are walking in the truth, in keeping with the command we receive from the Father. And now I ask you, dear lady, not as though I were writing a new command to you, but the one we have had from the beginning, let us love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to his commands. This is the command, just as you have heard from the beginning, keep on walking in it. Many deceivers who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Such a person is a deceiver and an antichrist. Watch yourselves so that you do not lose what we have labored for, but receive a full reward. Anyone who goes on ahead and does not remain in the teaching of Christ does not have God. The one who remains in this teaching has both the Father and the Son. If someone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house. Do not even wish him well, for the one who wishes him well shares in his wicked works. I have many things to write to you, but I did not want to do it with paper and ink. I hope instead to be with you and speak to you face to face, so that our joy may be complete. The children of your chosen sister greet you. 3 John. The elder, to Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you are doing well in every way, and have good health, just as your soul is doing well. Indeed, I was overjoyed when brothers came and testified to your truthfulness, because you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than when I hear that my children are walking in the truth. Dear friend, you are being faithful in what you are doing for the brothers, even though they are strangers. They have testified before the church about your love. You will do well to send them off in a manner worthy of God. They went out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we have an obligation to support such men, so that we may be co-workers for the truth. I wrote something to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, does not welcome us. For this reason, if I do come, I will call attention to what he's doing. He is disparaging us with wicked words, and he is not content with that. He also refuses to welcome the brothers. He even hinders and puts out of the church those who wish to welcome them. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. The one who does what is good is from God. The one who does what is evil has not seen God. Demetrius has been endorsed by everyone, even by the truth itself. We also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true. I had many things to write you, but I do not want to do it with pen and paper. I hope to see you soon, and we will speak face to face. Peace to you. Your friends here send their greetings to you. Greet our friends there by name. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.